eat my pagan ass, bitches.
Eat it!
No!
I just gotta stick this rod in the hole over here.
Ouch!
Bend over.
We're just having fun, people.
Eat it!
No!
I was listening to the news this morning, and they're like talking to this homeless woman in Times Square because it's really cold, and they said, "Why don't you go into a shelter?" She goes, "I'm not going to a shelter. All I have here is dope addicts." So here's a homeless person putting down dope addicts. You've always got to find somebody that's lower than you are, you know?
Well, I think we should do the opposite.
What?
And find somebody to love.
I really try to do that. I really do. You know, if I see somebody in the street that's all fucked up, my initial reaction is, ugh, what a mess. And then I'll say, send them love.
Yeah.
You know, I try to do that. It might sound like I'm bullshitting you, but that is what I do.
Why are some people, though, so contrary and such bitches that it's like, I can't give that person any more love? Like, there's like a point, right?
I don't actually give you love. I'll just send you love your way. You know, like, I had an incident happen to me at work where instead of the person saying to me, "Carmen, blah, 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 you know, just talk to me." She's all confrontational, all snotty and shit. I'm like, wow, what are you talking about? So then it turned out that, yes, she was right, and I was doing my part of the job. I was wrong. I was misinformed. And then I said to her later on, "Why do you talk to me like that? Why don't you just ask me a question?" But people are they're ready to fight all the time. They think that if they argue and fight their way, they think that being aggressive is going to get them what they want. Not with me, because even like, that's when I hold back. That's when I stop being nice and, you know, fuck this person, you know? People just, that's just the way people are taught. War, this is the way, you know, you only get things by being aggressive. Anal probe.
Stick it in.
I think.
What would you do if they gave you an anal probe? Would you
like
it?
Well, I've been reading a book called DMT, The Spirit Molecule by Dr. David Strassman.
What's the name? DMT? What?
DMT, dimethyltryptamine.
What the fuck kind of book reads the book you read? What is that?
It's, DMT is a drug that's produced naturally by your brain, by your pineal gland.
By your puta gland?
Your penis gland.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And it's absorbed by the brain, and it's produced at its highest levels during birth and death. So these major or moments of extremely high stress. And there were a number of studies conducted. By the way, a number of studies conducted on the link between DMT production in the brain and schizophrenia and other disorders that are symptoms are hallucination or, you know, losing touch with reality.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What is your fucking IQ? You're talking this shit. Not even talking. You read this stuff?
But it's you could read this book. It's told, yeah. It's told in a very straightforward way.
Really?
Like it's told about, it's like, yes.
What do you mean you could read this book?
Even you could read this book.
Even a caveman can do it.
Oh no, I love those guys.
I know, right?
So anyway, this drug is produced naturally in the brain. And so you've got all these receptors in there that are made just to absorb this shit. And so a scientist who was very interested in the effects of this drug on the brain conducted some FDA-approved clinical trials back in the 90s out in Arizona. Whatever. Still the good old USA.
I want to go to Arizona. Yeah, I love Arizona.
Sedona, Arizona.
Yeah.
Come and get me, mothership. Take me up on the sweet tip. On the love tip. So, anyway, he injected high doses of this highly psychedelic drug. The remember, it's naturally metabolized in the body anyway. So just by introducing it to the brain, it's like picked up, it's reabsorbed with the enzymes break it down within like minutes. So you can have a fully psychedelic trip in 15 minutes. So that's how it differs from LSD. It's in the same family
LSD
of drugs.
LSD lasts for days.
15 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours. It's or days in your case, right? Like the after effects.
Well, I would
the after
say
if you include the after effects.
15 hours, yes, yeah. And then after that it's not really withdrawal, it's a catching up period, you know.
Right. You should always give yourself some time.
Yeah.
But it's the same family of drugs of chemicals called tryptamines, which you know, melatonin is another tryptamine. That puts you to sleep. Actually, that's how this man, Dr. Strassman's study started on the study of melatonin. Was he wanted to know if melatonin was a psychoactive drug, because at night, you know, when you go to sleep, part of what makes you sleep is melatonin, and your brain produces melatonin in low light levels.
Mm-hmm.
And when the day comes, your melatonin gets broken down, and that's what wakes you up. So now we have these melatonin pills that I take at night sometimes to go to sleep.
You know what time I went to bed last night?
What?
7:45.
I went to bed at 9:30.
7:45. Good. And then I woke up at
5.
No, like 11:30, and I looked at the clock.
11:30?
I panicked. I said, oh no.
Oh, 11:30 at
night. I said, I'm going to be up all fucking night.
Went back to bed.
Went right back to sleep, and I woke up this morning at 5:20, something like that.
Oh yeah.
And I just laid in bed waiting for the alarm to go, but what the fuck do I have to be so tired about? But I was out.
Yeah.
You know.
Me too. Well, that's part of the thing. Like this time of year, you know, people who have seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
He goes into that in this book a little bit. Like, during the dark half of the year, which we're still in.
Which I forgot.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
right,
we'll
yeah.
be out of it soon. Spring equinox.
That's it. I didn't think of that. I didn't think of the seasonal effects.
Yeah. Your brain produces more melatonin because it's so dark all
the time. We're hibernating.
And that's why people who stay up at night watching television or playing computer games, the light from these light sources breaks down the melatonin and you fuck up your sleep patterns.
Yeah. That's like in places like Alaska, they have these helmets that you wear with these lights, these special lights.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to keep you awake?
To give you the vitamins that you need from the daylight.
Oh.
Yeah, I forget what they're called, but they look like these helmets and they have these lights. They're not just lights, there's some specific kind of light. And they keep you, you know, normal.
You know what cracks me up? Winter, you know how, like, you think winter's cold because the Earth is on an axis. And right now, in the Northern Hemisphere, we're pointed away from the sun. And that's why we're cold, because the sun's rays are weaker. Fuck that. That's not what makes the winter cold. What makes the winter cold is the wind. And the Arctic air coming
down.
Have you ever? I was sitting in my living room yesterday, my bedroom too, and the sun was shining in through the glass. In the winter, you could grow a tropical greenhouse in Antarctica probably, as long as you kept that wind out.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is so strong; it doesn't matter like how weak the angle or how like you know what I'm saying. Like, whatever the angle is,
it's true. You know, there are days that are like really cold. But the sun is shining, you don't feel the cold.
Right.
You know.
I highly recommend to anybody in the wintertime, it's really good, like on a weekend when you have some time, Just sit in the window for a while. Take your shirt off.
Absolutely.
Let the sun, like, wash across your skin.
Right.
It feels so good.
Right.
It did me right. so good.
Yeah. That's why I like so to keep good. My window shades open.
Yeah.
And this one's a little bit open. And I like to sit there. And sometimes I say to myself, they're watching you. You know, because you live in Manhattan and there's no privacy. But it's, you know. And then you just reminded me, that's why I was so beat yesterday from all the darkness.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up, I was tired, I was like, ugh.
So this drug, DMT.
DMT.
Hot shit. I highly recommend this book. It's called The Spirit Molecule.
DMT, I gotta check it out.
By Dr. Strassman.
Are you sure I can understand this book?
Yeah, because
so easy, he spells it out. Understand it?
Yeah, seriously. Right. He's very good. He talks about the history of like psychoactive research. He goes into like the beginning of the LSD research and how it was used in psychology.
The CIA psychiatry. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't get into this.
Well,
CIA
that's how
stuff,
it began. It was a psychoanalytical drug to get, you know, to get more insight.
Right. It wasn't until the drug got into the hands of irresponsible people who were just taking it.
Just
and
like
you
everything
know, this
else.
Country is
just
so like hysterical about anything. We get so hysterical about every little fucking thing in this country. I'm serious. So they
not
like
just this country. There you go again.
Okay, but I'm just. All
people.
I know is this country.
All
is
I know
LSD
is this
illegal in other countries too?
I don't know.
Well, because now everybody looks to the United States FDA for like guidelines. Thank God they're finally.
Well, that
FDA. Away from
that FDA is a bunch of bullshit because
not entirely.
The FDA is. Basically, a medical watchdog, and they're just there to make sure that the medical profession gets their money.
No.
So yes. So if you
they
say
they make sure
an herb,
the drugs are safe.
If you say an herb is good, then oh no, it's not safe. It's not approved by the medical association because you know you're taking away from their profits.
No, that's so cynical.
That's cynical. It's true. I'm not saying the FDA is bad, but they have their own interests.
If it weren't for the FDA, do you know how many stupid shit drugs would be out there on the market that any like snakeskin oil like person could peddle?
Well, yeah, but that's taking it. See, but that's what happens. You start off with the good intention, and then you just get greedy, and you know, like they say, let me think of something.
Not to say the FDA doesn't have its problems.
All right, so you understand what
they
I'm saying.
Do, there are problems, but I don't know if it's.
But a lot of it has to do. A lot of it has to do with, you know, hermetic drugs or, you know, not being accepted. Sometimes they make them illegal. See, that's the thing. Like,
marijuana.
You know when we went to Mexico?
That's
and I went to the drugstore and I was buying all kind of weird drugs and all this weird shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about
I disclaim all knowledge of your activities.
No, I'm not talking about illegal.
Oh my god, I've been using that
I'm talking about face cream.
Well, yeah, I bought some here in the United States though, but it's not as strong as where you got it in
for $3.
What's it called? What's that stuff called? Retinol.
The Retin A. Isn't it good?
Yes. I use
it
all
good?
The time now.
Whenever
you,
I
you
go
you know how it works. I think it inflames your skin, makes your skin swell up, so it causes inflammation on the surface, so it makes your wrinkles disappear, because it makes your skin
I don't know what
swell.
It does, but it also peels. When you first start to use it, your skin gets flaky. You say, I'm not going to use this stuff because it makes my skin flake.
Yeah.
But that's the effect. Yeah. And then you pumice off your face or whatever, and you know, and the turtle oil. There's a lot of, and
it makes
I don't,
my skin
when,
red. So that
there's
I can
a lot of,
that
yeah, because it's flames. Like a, it's
that
like
makes,
a,
that hides the wrinkles.
It's like a, it's like an acid.
What?
Yeah, it's
really?
A low grade acid, and it gets rid of all these top layers of skin. I'm 90 years old.
What?
No, really. I bought that shit over there for $3, $3 American. You know, and if I go
well,
into...
Well, I'm a convert. When I go next time, that's what I'm stuck with.
Yeah, I go there.
I love this shit.
And I buy all kinds of stuff. And I ask a lot of the women at the pool.
People think I'm 23. I'm like, pfft.
See that? No, there's a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of things that are not medically approved that I think should be. But they're doing it because it's taken away from their profits. That's just my, you know, opinion. Everything we say here on Eat My Pagan Ass is opinion.
Pretty much.
Or just bullshit.
Some of it is fact, but for the most part, even the facts, we try not to take any of this too seriously.
Yeah, and I don't want to become an advocate for this stuff, but you know.
Right.
But you know what we got to do?
What?
Seriously, we got to do it.
What?
We got to go to Tijuana.
Why?
See, why?
Yeah, why? What's in Tijuana?
Everything. It's like Sin City. Fuck Las Vegas. Tijuana is it's a pit, but it's like this really cool place that you want to go to and hang out and fuck around and just get real greasy. I love it. See, I don't mind traveling by myself. You know that. But Tijuana is a place that you gotta go with somebody because there's so much shit going on.
Like what?
All this illegal activity, prostitution. It's like a real dirt place. I don't know. We gotta go. We gotta go.
Sounds fun.
It is. I'm serious. Tijuana. You never heard of Tijuana?
I know what Tijuana is.
All right. But it's like, let me think.
It's on a border of San Diego, right? Or San?
Yeah, it's the first, right. Yeah. You got San Diego, and that's the last
U.S. city.
And then there's Tijuana.
Right.
And it's like every nasty thing you ever wanted to think about.
So why would I want to go there?
Because it's so grimy. Why not?
Because I really don't need to go to all those grimy places. Come on.
I'm dying to go there.
There's a lot of places.
It's funny. There's a lot of places that I want to go to. But
so you go there to be bad?
Yeah, you go there to be bad.
Oh. Well, okay.
Or just see bad, you know? Just
how bad can people be? How naughty can people
be?
Yeah,
you have... I don't know. It's just,
what happens in Tijuana stays in Tijuana.
Yeah, Tijuana.
Unless you don't have any penicillin.
Oh! Yeah, you better get some. Yeah. Take some before you get there.
Well, listen. I don't mean to be a square here.
What? But?
But tell me a little bit more. Why do you think I'd like Tijuana? The men?
Yeah, it's like everything goes there. It's just like... It's like Tangiers in Spanish or something.
Marrakesh.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like very, very degraded.
Very, like, liminal. Very edgy.
Yeah, you know. I don't know. Maybe I have my own perception about the place, but, you know, it's the first town right before San Diego. And then you picture San Diego's beautiful. Oh, it's so nice here. And then you go to Tijuana, you have the same weather with these fucked up people. You know, it's great. I just love it.
Sounds like a fun place for like a witch to live, right?
Yeah,
you can get the straight society, and then you can get the underworld.
There ain't no straight society.
Well, you know what I mean, like the
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and believe me, believe it or not, the people go there. It's just like a little fucked up pit. I don't know. I would just like to go there. I'm going to Costa Rica this summer.
Very much. Oh, you
are. I finally got a good deal. I got a good trip. So, I'm going.
Good. This was a dream of yours for a while.
Yeah, I've been wanting. Like I said, there's a lot of places that I've been wanting to go to. And that's one of them. And I finally made it. Why don't you come? Come with me.
When are you going?
That means no.
When are you going?
In July.
I'm going to Starwood.
Going this year.
I am.
All right.
I'm bringing some homo witches with me. So excited.
Starwood. That's cool.
Yep.
Good.
They're gonna have fun.
I got my tent. See my tent underneath my.
You better let me borrow that shit, cause
it's a nice.
My tent fell apart.
Actually, it's a nice size. But
we like that.
Tents. It's funny about tents. I had a small one. It's like an apartment, you know. And then I saw another one that I really liked. And I'm saying to myself, no, you have a tent. Why do you want to buy another one?
No.
But the other one is nice. It's round and, you know.
Yeah.
I said, no, just stay with the tent you have. Chill out. I love sleeping out in tents.
Me too.
I love it. The first time I did it, there was a storm. Second time I did it, it was fun. And I remember there was a big thunderstorm out that night. I was scared shit, but it was great. I mean, the thunder and the light was in Starwood. Remember that year we went?
Oh, good Lord.
That was the year that me and you became really good friends. Yeah. We get friendly.
We had sex.
I don't remember. No, but it was fun. I mean, it was great. And I said to myself, if you like this shit under these conditions,
yeah,
wait till it gets nice. And I love camping out.
That
I
was when we became friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were sharing the whiskey or something.
Yeah, we were sharing everything. It was great. It was great. We had
that
fun.
Was, I think what happened that year, magically, they invoked Thor and Oshun
at the same... No, not Shango. Shango?
Shango.
Two thunder gods.
Did they also call Oya, too, at the same time? Or Oya was the
next year? Oya, that's the call. That's the call.
That's the lightning.
Man, what a freaking storm. I was like, damn!
That was crazy. We were like, run for the hills.
And me with no direction, no directional sense, I was like, where the fuck the am I? And I didn't know how to get back to the tent. And I think, seriously, I was completely lost.
It was pitch dark.
And it's pitch dark, where I don't know where the fuck I am. And I'm walking around, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get struck by lightning. And I think I ran into you. It either was you or Kevin. And I'm like, how do I get back? And then we get back to the tent, and I went in, and I was lying in my tent.
It was me.
It was great. And the thunder and the lightning.
Yeah.
It was so cool. I loved it.
Isn't that cool when you're out there?
And then I remember during the next morning, it was still raining. It was raining hard. And somebody loaned me their boombox. And I was playing music. It was so nice. I was in that tent. I felt like I was in a room. And I was in the tent, and I was playing the music, and I could hear the rain. It was. I said, oh, I like this. You know, and then I got a bigger tent because the one I had was small. It was like my starter kit,
right,
you know? And then I bought a bigger tent. And then my girlfriend bought me the tent here. And it's a nice size. I could stand up in it, put my shit down. And then, like, my suitcase is my bureau. And I have my air mattress.
Oh yeah, you gotta
don't
go those.
Camping yeah. without an air.
Bring an air mattress.
Yeah, definitely. My uncle said to me, "No, you need an air mattress." I said, "No, it's cool. I'll sleep on the ground with my sleeping thing."
Well, you can get like foam mats. Those even help, but
an air mattress.
You're in style if you need an air mattress.
Oh my God, you
or really need as can often happen at pagan festivals, find someone who has an air mattress.
Yeah, you'd be a top.
And sleep with
you'd
them.
You'd be the top.
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah. I'm going to Spirify this year. This year it's in August.
Oh, well, I should... Well, you know, I never... You know why I don't want to go to that thing?
That's different.
That's your thing.
That's like, different.
I don't
want to... Yeah,
that's
but
like
it's...
your thing, right?
It's different. It's night and day. Starwood, the only common denominator, it's pagan. Starwood is a lot different. Here, people at Spiritfire, they're going there to drum and hang out a little bit, but it's totally different
But people also dance there, right?
Oh, yeah. They have a beautiful mandala and the sacred area. It's
so
really
important.
Nice.
All of you young pagans out there that are destined for corporate leadership and all of that shit.
Corporate leadership.
Don't forget your roots. Don't forget.
You have to
get back to that. How many people at Starwood I know, and you know too? I mean, we're both successful, but there are other people too. Like,
no, you can't. You know, you live your life as it is. But to me, I like to go to the festivals for two reasons. One, I found one that I can drum and dance and mingle with friends. But the main reason that I go for is to give the universe thanks for everything I have, because I have a lot to be thankful for.
So cool.
You know, and when I celebrate, you know, the Sabbaths, you know, in bulk, you know, semen or whatever.
What?
Did I say that? Did I say semen?
She said semen.
Did I say that?
You're thinking semen.
Yeah. Samhain. I said
Sam
it.
Samhain.
I said it.
That's all right. Whatever.
Well, anyway, but to me, that's a time to give thanks. So you should give thanks all the time. But to me, that's a time. And when I do my festivals, the whole time I'm drumming, that's all I'm focused on, is giving thanks.
Yeah.
Because I really do have a lot to be thankful for. I really do.
You do. You
I have friends like you.
I have
you
friends
know,
like you, yeah.
And I have, you know, a lot to be grateful for. I have a nice place to live. I eat. I have clothes on my back.
You get a little poontang every once in
a while. Yeah, I got my poontang going. You know, so, you know, I gotta say thank you, bro.
Yeah, you do.
No, really.
We all do.
Yeah.
Any of you
and
right
that,
now.
And that, to me, that's the reason for having these celebrations. It's a celebration of thanks. Even for Yule, when you give gifts, I look at it as a time to, like, I get gifts from the universe, so let me give somebody else a little gift as a thank you. I can't give the universe a gift except, you know, a candle or whatever, but I do it in another way, that I give somebody something, and I don't just buy something, some bullshit gift. I'll say, I think Lucky would like this. And then when you're opening your gift, I'm like waiting. And when I see the expression on your face, I know you're happy. I don't just buy you a gift because...
She's obviously talking about the future because she's never given me anything.
No, you're not. There ain't nothing to be thankful for, bitch. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, you look at the person's face.
That's, yeah.
You don't say, oh, fuck, I gotta buy somebody a gift.
What is giving? Giving to it, at least to another person, even to the universe, and you can give. You can give whatever you want to the universe.
Yeah,
nothing,
but when
nothing
I give,
goes
but when
unnoticed.
When I give, see, when I'm giving to you, even though I've never given you anything,
she gives me head every once in a while.
I'm really giving to the universe. I'm saying thank you through you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I am an avatar of.
Right, so
cosmos.
Yeah.
Once everyone else realizes that, the world will be a better place. Send me your gifts. PayPal. Luckylicious.
Luckylicious Ed. Fuck out of here. He's crazy.
No, but I know what you're saying.
No,
in all seriousness.
Like, it's yeah. Like I'm not
giving is a spiritual.
I don't give people gifts. As an obligation, I don't. If I feel that I have to give you something...
Then you ain't.
I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Not really, because I don't think it's right.
Right.
I give people...
That's not
some,
giving.
That's not giving. That's giving. Like blackmail or something.
What's it got to be black,
and then,
bitch?
And then I give... I'm giving to you, but I'm really giving to the universe, and you're the receptor. You know, I'm...
I feel that way during anal sex.
He's such a slut.
I do. I feel like during sex, I'm the universe, and anybody
you
entering
are the universe.
Me
your hole is as big as the universe.
Bitch.
Why don't you post those pictures you showed me?
No. Because this is a family show.
They were cute.
This is a family show.
But they were nice. They weren't dirty or anything. They were just.
They were fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
They weren't like pornographic. They're just cute.
They are cute.
And I like those cute little orange underwear.
Green.
Were
orange
they green?
Skin.
Were they green?
Yeah. Green underwear.
Oh, okay.
You're nasty.
What?
I'm so nasty.
You're so nasty.
Nasty son. Nasty hito. Nasty another hito.
Arigato.
Arigato. Kudasai, kudasai. Give me a big cock.
Moshi, moshi. All right, we'll get into it.
Whatever. So, yes, giving. Giving good head is important.
Giving is a good thing.
Giving is receiving.
When you give... No. When you give, you're getting back, because you're when you whatever you give out. I don't know.
Yes, no, it's
you
true.
You give something out, and you're getting it back because it makes you feel good. It's like playing handball. You hit the ball against the wall, and it comes back to you. So the more good you give, the more you get back. It's like people that are always negative.
Yeah.
They're always putting out negative shit, so they're getting negative shit back.
Listen, nothing is selfless. Not really. Right? If we're all the same self, nothing... Like, this whole idea of selflessness, I think, is bullshit.
I
think it's a useful tool.
But
it's not the ultimate.
You know back when you were like a young pagan?
I'm still young.
And used to hear the expression, we're all one.
We are all one.
You're like, what is it?
We are all one.
You didn't understand what that meant.
Go into the one.
Right?
We're all one.
We're all one means we are all one.
We're all one.
We're all part of that. We're that web. We're that universe. And people have to understand that we are all connected.
We are a circle moving within a circle. We are moving together. We are one. That song.
I like that song.
I am spirit and you are in... I forget how it goes. You are in me. We are spirit. You are... What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we used to get better.
I'm a little too drunk.
No, but it's...
I'll play that. I recorded that. We'll play that for the folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I could do that as an ending or something. Yep. Or
that was a song that I learned at Starwood. I think Magnus McBride and his partner...
Spinner McBride
coined that song. I think they wrote that song. It's a wonderful, wonderful song.
It's a Spinner McBride song. It's not Magnus.
Spinner? Did that? Yeah, she's the composer, right?
She's more of a writer.
She's the musical writer. Yeah.
Isn't he a great magician?
They're so good. That was my first Starwood, and that's just, that was...
Me too, that was my first...
The shows were
fantastic!
What do you mean shows? What shows?
Didn't you go to the shows at
10?
They had these fabulous shows.
That's me, I always like miss out on all the...
No, they had these great shows, and Magnus put on a fantastic magic show, because I knew of him. I had no idea that he was a pagan and he would be at Starwood.
Oh, you knew him from like Las Vegas, right?
Just
like,
from TV.
Like David Copperfield.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh, David Copperfield is going to be at Starwood.
Oh, right.
Are you kidding? And to meet him in person, I was flipping out. And then when...
Such a good soul, right?
It was great. And then when he was at Circle, he wasn't... You know, what I really liked that he wasn't some celebrity that was hanging out. It wasn't about that. It was that...
Oh, no. He was right there. He was another pagan.
He was there, and he did his thing.
Yeah.
And then when we were in Circle, with the drumming circles at night, he was there. I'm like, wow, this is great. I can't believe.
He was very... The two of them, I think, work very well together. I hope they're still together.
They're a great couple. They are. I'm on their E-list.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I think they both work so well together.
See, but that's... Going back to what you were saying in the beginning, you gotta marry your best friend. You just can't marry somebody you're in lust with, or they, oh, he's a doctor and he'll take care of me. No, you gotta marry your best friend.
No!
With the hands. No.
No!
No, seriously.
You're right.
You gotta really like
this
person.
I tried dating a doctor. He was a neurologist. And I tried, like... We had some things in common. We liked going to museums and talking about art and whatever. But then it just became apparent that things were wrong. And then it also, more so than that, let's just say, you should never, like, jobs. Don't judge a person by their job.
Don't go by a job.
Or their lack of a job.
A job is how you make your living. It's not who you are.
Not at all.
And you should never pick a job for... You should be in love with your job as well.
Oh, you talked about this before. To find your happiness.
Like, right.
If as long as you're happy,
don't marry,
you'll be effective.
Don't marry or be with someone for a job. And don't you choose a profession by what it can give you. Because if it can't give you happiness, I don't want all that money.
Whoa.
Because you think that the money will buy you happiness. That's not true.
It is true. Because then you could, like, go out on these really cool dates with nice guys, and it makes it worth it.
No.
It does. I don't personally see my job.
I don't think so. I don't see that.
If you could be so lucky as to find a job, granted, I'm talking about this from a perspective does not feel like he's in the right place a lot of the time.
But if you're an artistic person, right?
Autistic.
And you love art. Wouldn't it be better for you to get something, a profession in the art field, as opposed to being an accountant? Oh, accountants make a lot of money. You'd be miserable. Yeah, you have a lot of money, but you'd be miserable.
Yeah.
You need to.
You shouldn't do your job.
You shouldn't base a profession on the monetary gain. That's good. Money's good. I'm not saying it's bad, but if you enjoy what you're doing, the money will come because you're good at what you're doing.
Or not, but it doesn't matter. As long as you're happy, maybe you'll attract someone who has money. Like, you don't have to worry about money.
But that's not it. You gotta attract somebody that you enjoy being with. I don't want to be with some guy that makes a lot of money, but is a dirtbag. I want to like him.
Yeah.
You know, money is not everything. I like it. I'm not saying I don't like money. But on the other hand, if you do...
I don't think money is anything, really.
If you do what you're supposed to do,
yeah,
and you're on the right track, the money will follow. The money will be there. Money's like air.
But listen to the word money. It's so small. Like, money. Like, it's such... Like, these syllables are so closed.
Money.
Money.
It's not even a nice word.
Say it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Like, it sounds like dirt, right? Money, 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 money. So, like, money. What is it? Sounds like Legos.
No, but the thing is, how much do you freaking need anyway? Have enough to deal with your life. The more money you have, the more problems. Now you got to worry about, this person's with me because of my money.
No. I will tell you taxes. The secret to happiness. Here's the secret to happiness.
Let's see. All right. Shh. Wait. Shh. Everybody, shut up. Please excuse this interruption. Thank you. Go ahead.
You only need money if you dig holes. Don't dig yourself in debt. Live free. Get out of debt. You don't require that kind of money.
Yes, exactly. How much money do you need?
Not much.
People need money to pay their freaking debts.
Yep.
Right? Patience is what you need. Like, let's say, for example, I was telling you tonight I need a new computer because my DVD thing doesn't work. All right. I don't have to get it tomorrow and put it on my charge card. If I have patience, I'll wait 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever it is. Pay it off. I got my computer, right?
Right.
But we don't need money. We need patience. People need everything right away.
That's right. Things take time. Time is no foe to the wise.
We don't need money. And then you got this freaking $10,000... $20,000 credit card bill that you'll never be able to pay off. And then you keep paying more on top of that because you're buying more shit because you don't have the patience to wait. But you don't need more money. You need patience. That's what it is.
There's no money game out there. The game is don't get in the hole. Don't get in debt.
Don't get in debt.
Debt is a form, like...
It's an enslavement. Right. Sometimes you're in a situation and you need a fire escape. So you don't focus on where you are. You focus on getting out. And then patience will get you out of it. You know? Can we take another break?
Yeah. Right. You got to make sprinkles?
Yes.
Woo!
Back on debt. How to get out of debt.
I'm going to tell people while you're going, go to the bathroom. I'm going to talk to people for a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I love Carmen's bathroom because she has a Mr. Hanky doll. She has a stuffed Mr. Hanky doll.
Don't forget my beauty altar.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, you didn't see my beauty altar?
No. She has a print of Kopitz's Bewegung, which is from 1931, I think. This beautiful, beautiful photograph. Three women dressed in these long, dark, like kind of dark chocolate. I don't think it's even black. I think it's like a dark chocolate robes. And then a fourth woman in the foreground, leaning backwards in this repose of just giving oneself over to the force of motion. But the Bewegung, which is German for motion, comes from the three women are kind of advancing forward and the fourth is kind of falling backwards. And she's naked. And the other three are like clothed. It's just such a beautiful contrast. Just, did you wash your hands? I didn't hear that sink, bitch.
Wash my hands for what?
Oh, snap. Now we know the truth about Carmen and her E. coli conspiracy. But I was talking about Bewegung. That
is that my
you have a lot of cool shit. I love your
thank you.
Do you know where you're going to?
Well,
Diana Ross, right?
She signed it.
Barbara?
She autographed it.
Diana Ross?
Diana Ross. It's a song sheet. And what else do I have?
You got cool shit in your apartment, honey.
I have my Golden Girls.
You live in New York. It's so obvious. When you come to Carmen's apartment, she's like typical Manhattan. She like has these run-ins with celebrities and people. And just like...
I have a lot.
Here you
are.
The thing
is, I have more lithographs and autographs, but I have nowhere to hang them, so they're in the closet. It's kind of a waste, you know. But I love the Diana Ross song sheet from Mahogany.
Do you know where you're going to?
No!
And then, let me see. Where's my other Golden Girls thing?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know what happened to it, actually. It's not in my bag. Don't look there. I don't know whatever happened to your autograph, Golden Girls poster.
Don't let anybody move.
Don't look at my bag.
And then I have another one. I said, what happened to it? It's a Dolly Parton poster signed by Dolly Parton, autographed. I got more. It's in the closet. Oh, and look at this Jane Mansfield.
I give shit away too much too, and I regret it afterwards. She's getting her Jane Mansfield poster out of her closet. Yeah, come on, big pinup from the 40s.
The 50s.
Whatever.
This, I have the DVD. If you ever want to come over one night, we'll watch it.
All of you it's pagan people out there, come over to Carmen's one night.
It's called
Come on to my house, come over to my house.
You know how much this thing is worth? $1,300.
Really?
Yep.
Carmen,
and
look,
my friend
look
gave
that
it
way.
To me.
Look that way. Oh my God, look, someone's knocking at your door. Give me that poster.
Check it out. It's a movie poster.
Wow.
I gotta get a frame for it.
The girl can't help it. Wow.
This is a great movie. It's got little Richard in it.
Why don't you put it in glass and hang it up on your wall?
I have to get the frame for it.
Juanita Moore.
Yes, they're all in it.
Julie London, Ray Anthony, Barry Gordon.
This movie
Henry
is
Jones,
hilarious.
John Emery, Juanita Moore.
You gotta see this movie. You love it.
Color by Deluxe CinemaScope.
You got Fats Domino, the Platters, the Little Richard and his band, Gene Vincent. This is the first rock and roll movie ever produced.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Chuckles, Abby Lincoln, Johnny Glenn, Nino Tempo, Eddie Cochran.
I'm sure if you asked your father who these people are, he would appreciate it.
Wait,
but this is
Jane Mansfield and Edmund O'Brien?
Yeah, the girl... He's supposed to be, see, this is Jane Mansfield. This is Edmund O'Brien. He's supposed to be her agent. And it's a good movie.
What's it about? The girl can't help what? Who's this woman?
She's one of the singers from the Platters. He wants to.
She looks fierce.
He wants to. She's married to a mob guy. She can't sing for shit.
Okay.
She's married to a mob guy and she wants to become a singer. Or actually, the mob guy wants her to be a singer. She can't sing for shit. She just wants to be a wife. She cooks real good. She's a nice girl, blah, blah. Nice girl, you know, the 50s.
Sure.
That's all she wants to do. She got a killer body, but she can't sing. And but the talent in the movie, that's the thing. The music. This is like the first, like I said, it's the first rock and roll movie. And you got all these great guys singing in the movie. I have the DVD. You got it. One night we'll watch it. It's really good. The day I got the poster,
poster was stolen. It says property of National Screen Service Corporation, licensed for display only in connection with the exhibition of this picture at your theater. Must be returned immediately thereafter.
Yeah, right, whatever.
You got this. Somebody got this illegally.
Poster from the movie theater.
Somebody stole it. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it so valuable.
$1,300 for this.
Good.
Movie. And it's got a number and everything.
637.
It's posted.
Good for
you.
So
I have to get a.
You need to put that shit in the bank.
No, I'm gonna get a frame for it.
Oh, all right.
Why do you think I'm so busy these past? No. So I got it all. I got it all. You know. Wrapped up, and I'm going to get a
I'm a fan of Wonder Woman paraphernalia.
If you want, I can get you something. What do you want? Tell me. You should see the collection my friend has got.
What?
He doesn't have money in the bank. He's got, like, memorabilia. You've never seen a collection that this guy has got.
Really?
It's amazing.
Well, I'm not.
It's
like
amazing.
That. I can't. I would love to see it, but I can't. Like,
it's
buy
it. It's amazing.
Shit.
He gives me things.
There's a shop in Brooklyn called Repo. And
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's really cute, and they have a Wonder Woman wall clock. Only $60. But it's like her, like with her golden lasso.
That's very cheap.
Works.
Like this is like my friend that was telling you about. He told me way back when, he says, forget about stocks and bonds, forget about, you know, mutual funds. He says, buy memorabilia. And he doesn't. When he needs money, he sells one of these things. Like he gave this to me. It was a gift, right? So there's a place called Jerry Olinger's on 35th Street. So I emailed them and I asked them, I'm interested in looking for a Jane Mansfield poster. The girl can't help it. Can you give me a price? $1,300. And this is nothing compared to the stuff that he's got. He's got a lot of Beatles shit. He's got like lunch boxes, and he's got it all stored away. And when he needs money, he doesn't go to the bank. He sells a poster. It's so stupid. Like, I can't believe this guy.
A poster he never
remember when we were talking about nerds earlier, that you make fun of them?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Now who's laughing his ass off to the bank? Because he was one of these early nerds that people made fun of. And he was smart. He knew that eventually, you know, this kind of stuff would be valuable, you know? We have to find our niche. We got to get rich.
Maybe podcasting.
Oh, my God.
Not.
It's really crazy. No, but, you know, if anybody out there knows a way to get rich, let us know.
Oh, please.
No, but seriously.
We're rich.
Being rich,
let's get rid of this negative.
Being rich has nothing to do with having money. Being rich has to do with, are you happy with where you are?
Right. I'm happy right now.
I'm thrilled.
Cheers, darling.
Salute, baby.
We are a circle moving, one with another. We are moving together. We are one. We are a circle moving, one with another. We are moving together. We are one. We are a circle moving, one with another. We are moving together. We are one. We are a circle spirit, one with another, and together we are one. We are a circle spirit, and you together we are me. We are a circle spirit, and together we are one. We are a circle spirit. And you moving together we are one. We are a circle moving, one with another. We are moving together we are one. Together we are one.